And you hear the announcement of the starting lineup for the game tonight. And again, thanks for joining us on the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic at West Plains Mayor Bobcat pregame report. And it's awfully loud here. We got a huge crowd in the Mumford Gym, and we are, of course, sitting courtside here at Willow Springs, and we're going to get a close-up view of this one here tonight. Willow Springs Bears, coached by Mike Wilson, Bear Bobcats, coached by Matt Pitts and Zach Steed. They're getting some final words of encouragement to their players, and we are set to go here from Willow. Bear Bobcats, again, wearing the green, trimmed in the white. Keaton Nicholson, the big 6'5 senior, will step into the center circle, and he'll jump it up with Scotty Osborne. Osborne, right around 6'2", I think, is what they list him as. And say, just a pretty good size all over the court. Willow Springs Bears basketball team. Here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Bear Bobcats. Landry Pitts got it in the backcourt, brings it across for Gage. Gage Pitts works it to the left side of the floor. Willow going to be back in the zone here. Lane Grimes with it now, right side wing. Goes down in the corner with a pass to Landry Pitts. Landry, one dribble, gives out to Andrew. Andrews on top to Gage. Gage Pitts back to Andrews. Bobcat, be impatient here. Andrews, he'll pull up top of the key, fire a jumper. See three-pointers off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Gabe Colvin. Long pass up the floor to Osborne. He goes up and in. Scotty Osborne got behind the defense. Here come the Bobcats going the other way in a hurry. Andrews trying to throw one in the lane. Ball poked away by the defense. Going to go out of bounds. It will be, Bear Bobcat or Willow Springs Bear basketball. As a good hustle play down there by Scotty Osborne. The Bobcats down too early, 7:18 to go in the first quarter. Dudridge brings it across the timeline for Willow, swings it right side for McGinnis in the corner to Osborne. That's Scooter Osborne. He gets it right back down the low block, kicks it back out for McGinnis. McGinnis swings around to Dudridge. Now Colvin, now Scotty Osborne in the left corner. They'll kick it out top. McGinnis holds it there. Bears will reset the offense. Here goes Colvin down to the baseline. Couldn't get a shot. Swings it cross court to Dudridge. Dudridge pulls up 15-footer. Dumps it inside to Osborne for a bucket. Scotty Osborne getting off early, and he's getting that inside position. Here come the Bobcats breaking it the other way. Andrews trying to throw one through the lane. Excuse me, that was Landry Pitt trying to throw it through the lane. And ball deflected by the defense. That's twice in a row. Bayard got it down to the baseline. Tried to get it to a trailer, and the ball knocked away by the defense. Bayard inbound down under the bucket. Trying to lob it in for the alley-oop for Keaton Nicholson, and the ball is not right back at Gage Pitts by the defender on the baseline. And now Thayer looking to run the inbound play here again. Gage looking to get it in. We'll bring it way out front for Andrews. Andrews catches it near midcourt. Puts it on the floor, swing to the left side. Gage Pitts fired a three out of the corner. That one is up and no good, and hits the support on top of the basket. Now Thayer Bobcats are going to hit Willow Springs with some full-court pressure. So 2-2-1, full-court pressure here. Thayer down 4-0 early at Mumford Gym. Bears have got it. Working up the left side. Got it down to Colvin. Colvin attacking the basket all the way to the rim and scores. A lot of contact. No foul call. And Gabe Colvin with his first two. And Willow Springs up 6-0. Thayer with the basketball. Andrews out to Landry Pitts. Swings it around to Grimes. In the corner to Pitts. Gage tries to drive the baseline. Bears cut him off. I guess they have a little trouble here with this zone of the Willow Springs Bears. Andrews with it now out top, a little shake and bake. Penetration in the lane brings it back outside to Grimes for three. That one's off the front iron. And the rebound taken by Scotty Osborne for Willow Springs. Here's to Dudridge. Dudridge brings it in the front court. Willow with a chance to go up now early, 8-0. Colvin's got it on the wing. Outside to McGinnis. McGinnis backs it out. And with 5:47 to go in the first quarter, Willow Springs with the ball. They go inside to Scooter Osborne. Back out to Dudridge. Fires a three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Gage Pitts down the rebound. Here comes the Bobcats on the run. Pitts to the middle of the floor. Bounces it down inside to Nicholson. Had a little trouble with a handle. Kicks it back outside to Andrews. Thayer. Andrews floating into the lane. Kick it back out to Landry. Now Gage and around to Grimes on the left side wing. Bobcats, good ball movement here. Trying to get the shot here to skip over the, to Grimes. Grimes to Andrews. A little floater in the lane. Up and good. Jordan Andrews hits the first two of the night. It's 6-2. Thayer down by four. Willow coming against the pressure. They get it across to Colvin. Colvin dumps it off to Scotty Osborne inside. No, we got a whistle. And we got a foul. Going to be a hold on the Thayer Bobcats. Foul's on number 35, Keaton Nicholson. And Thayer cannot afford to get Keaton Nicholson in foul trouble. Willow Springs inbound the basketball down under the bucket. They get it into Dudridge. Dudridge off to Osborne for three. That one's up and good. Got the bounce. Scooter Osborne hits a three out of the corner. It's Willow Springs up by 7. We talk about a hometown bounce. Here comes Andrews the other way for Thayer. Goes in the lane. Oh, they're going to get off this as well. Andrews going hard to the bucket. And he's going to be called for an offensive foul. And the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. 4:49 to play in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats down 9-2. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Thayer Bobcats call that timeout, Coach Matt Pitts, after the offensive foul called on Jordan Andrews. First foul on Andrews, second team foul. And Aiden Burns is checked into the game now for the Thayer Bobcats. Lane Grimes is out. Willow Springs with it. Scooter Osborne got it on the black side wing. We'll dump it off to Dudridge. Dudridge goes cross court to a Colvin. Colvin goes to the high post. Now bringing it back out front is McGinnis. Back over to Colvin. Working against Burns. Moves off the screen. In lane ball stolen by Andrews. That gets loose on the floor, and Dutridge just got it for Willow Springs. No-look pass down to Scotty Osborne. He scores again. Scotty Osborne getting that inside position. He's got 6, and it's a 9-point Willow Springs Bear lead. Aiden Burns gets the ball across midcourt. Gives off the gauge tip. They are looking for some offense. They have been, seems like, a little bit confused here tonight of this Willow Springs Bears defense. There's a pass inside, deflected and picked off by Colvin. Gage Pitts with a bad pass there. Tried to bounce it between two defenders. One deflected it, the other one caught it. And Willow Springs now the 9-point lead and the basketball. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Dudridge kicks it down to Scooter Osborne. Osborne looking to dribble, moves into the lane. Now gets tied up, kicks the ball back outside. Dudridge for 3. That one's up off the rim, no good. And a rebounding foul is going to be called on the Willow Springs Bears. I believe it will be Scooter. No, it's called on 41, Scotty Osborne. Scotty Osborne called for the foul on the rebound. He went up and actually knocked Landry Pitts down. This is okay. 3:35 to go. Here in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats with only 2 points in the period. They bring it up across the timeline. Andrews has got it in the right corner. Back outside to Burns. Burns on top. Burns looking to penetrate. They cut him off of the free throw line. He'll hand off to Gage Pitts. Gage works it with it to the left side of the circle. Now over to Landry. Landry looking to drive the baseline. Gets cut off again. Now bounce pass in the middle for Ant for Gage Pitts, and the ball is deflected and taken away. Bears on the run. They get up to the baseline. Back out to Dudridge for 3. That one's off the rim, and Landry Pitts will get the rebound, and the ball bounced up and hit the support. So Thayer will inbound the ball here. And Bobcats down 11-2 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and having trouble finding the rim, having trouble getting shots. Willow Springs Bears very aggressive in that 1-2-2 or 3-2 zone. Really has shut off the perimeter shooting of the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer playing catch with it out front. I'll swing it down the right corner to Aiden Burns. Burns out to Andrews. Andrews to the elbow. Down the left side of the lane. Ball poked away and out of bounds by Scooter Osborne. 2:41 to play. And Bobcats looking for their second bucket. Andrews had a shot at it there. Well, ball got poked away by the quick hands of Scooter Osborne. They're on the inbound. Gage fits the trigger man. Will bring it out front to Andrews. Andrews over to Keaton Nicholson, top of the key. They'll give it out to Burns. Burns moving off the screen. Now dumps it off to Gage. Pull-up jumper, 15-footers up off the rim, no good. Rebound Burns, and he has the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Douglas. Well, Burns got the offensive rebound. Couldn't convert, for it was knocked away. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Bear down 9. Gage Pitts, the trigger man on the baseline, brings it out front for Andrews. Might hear Coach Pitts on the 5-10 go. Andrews pulls up, 3-point shots on the way. Rims around, no good. Gage Pitts got the rebound, bounces over to Landry. Landry up, misses the shot. There's Keaton Nicholson brings it down, and a foul is going to be called on the Willow Springs Bears. Well, they'll call that on. No, wait a minute. Nicholson had inside position. There's no way that's a foul. I would kind of agree with Coach. It's going to be a Thayer Bobcat ball. Foul's on. Ooh, that's on Scotty Osborne. Scotty Osborne was tied up with Keaton Nicholson, and they call Scotty Osborne for the foul, and that is huge early in this game. That is 2 on the senior, Scotty Osborne, of the Willow Springs Bears. They bring in number 33, Ryan Kohler. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound down under the bucket. Gage Pitts, the trigger man, looking inside. Nobody open. And a bring it out front for Andrews. Andrews works it to the top of the key. Bobcats swing it down the left corner for Gage Pitts. Driving the baseline, bumps it down to Nicholson. Nicholson goes up for the shot. Didn't hit it. Gets another rebound. Misses again. Back up with a rebound. And there's an offensive foul on Nicholson. And no doubt about that one. Nicholson lowered his shoulder into the defender, and a nice play there by Gabe Colvin. That's foul number two on Nicholson, and now Coach Matt Pitts got a decision to make. Leaves the big man in there with two here in the first quarter. Looks like he's going to for the time being. Here comes Willow Springs with basketball and a nine-point lead. They get the ball out to McGinnis. McGinnis swings the left side to Colvin. Colvin back out top to McGinnis. McGinnis working against Burns, takes him to the left side of the floor, bounces it now out top to Scooter Osborne. He spins his lane, gets the shot up, and it's good. Scooter Osborne with his second bucket of the night. Willow Springs now up 11. There, Bobcats with the ball. They bounce it down to Nicholson. Nicholson goes up with a shot. No, he's going to get fouled, and that one will be on Scooter Osborne, number 45 for the Bears. Team foul number three on Willow Springs. Keaton Nicholson will go to the line and shoot two. We're down to a minute 33 to go in the first quarter. Sayers only scored 2 points. And the free throw for Nicholson is up and no good. Bouncing off the back of the rim. I'm just getting ready to make a substitution. Grimes going to check in place of Keaton Nicholson. He's out there with two fouls. Second free throw is up. This one's good. So Nicholson with a free throw. Lane Grimes will check in. Nicholson will check out. Bobcats finally get back on the board. It's 13-3. They are down 10 with a minute 33 to go in this first quarter at Mumford Gym. Packed out here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. A pink out night. Willow Springs Bears with a basketball. Owen Dudridge takes it to the left side of the floor. Gets it inside now to McGinnis. Back outside to Dudridge. Dudridge will bring it back out to the top of the key. Working to the left side again, looking to penetrate, dishes it down to the baseline. Now back out to McGinnis. Willow Springs looking to get somebody posted up inside without Scotty Osborne. That's a little tougher for them to do right here. Now Scooter Osborne got it in the right side corner, looking to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He bounces it now to Colvin, going down the right side of the lane. Colvin, a little fadeaway jumper. Good. Gabe Colvin with four first quarter points. Here comes Sayer with the basketball. Aiden Burns, the sophomore, driving the baseline, pull up, jumper, good from 12. There you go. Getting Burns going. First field goal of the night for Aiden Burns, and the Thayer Bobcats back within 10, 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Willow Springs probably hold it for the final shot of the quarter here. They go out on top for McGinnis. The Scooter Osborne. Scooter backing down to the defender, gives it right back to McGinnis. McGinnis going out to Dudridge. Baseline jumpers all the way. Rattles in and out. Still good. Lane Grimes down the rebound. Here comes the Thayer Bobcats down by 10. Opportunity to make it a single-digit lead here as we go down the final 13 seconds. Thayer Bobcats looking to work 9 seconds. Andrews with it out on top. Looking to get a little room. Now penetrates in the lane. Keeps it off to Grimes. Grimes bounces it down to Landry's hit. Spins right. Shoots. No good from point blank range. And that's our score at the end of one quarter, 15-5. The Willow Springs Bears lead the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Here we are back at the Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, 15-5, our score at the end of the quarter. the Willow Springs Bears lead the Thayer Bobcats. The Bobcats just not shooting the ball well. Landry Pitchens had a couple of shots, point-blank range. Same way with Nicholson, had a couple of point-blank range and couldn't get any either of them to fall. Well, Thayer got to find somebody with a hot shooting hand. Willow Springs open the second quarter with a basketball. They get it out to Colvin, work it out on top. Thayer Bobcats now really spreading things out on the floor. Here's Colvin, powers his way to the bucket. Shot's no good. Rebound tipped out. And controlled by Ryan Friga, who has checked into the game. Both the Osbournes are on the bench right now for Willow Springs. Colvin with it on the left side wing. Gives it over to McGinnis. McGinnis penetrates into the lane. Pull-up jumper. Bounces once, twice, three times, and falls through. Boy, when it's going your way, it's going your way. And here comes Thayer pushing it the other way. Andrew will handle the top of the key. Bobcats needing a bucket, down 12. Outside they go. Back to Andrews. Andrews will give it up right side in the corner to Gage Pitt. Gage back out to Burns on the right side wing. Burns looking inside. Now go outside. Here's Andrews for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound going to go all the way out of bounds. It'll be Willow Spring Bear basketball. And Thayer just not finding any shots. Andrews might have forced that one a little bit. He was a good 25 feet from the bucket. And he can hit that shot, but tonight it's not falling, at least not here early. So Willow Springs with a basketball. Dudrick gives it up to McGinnis. McGinnis looking to pack it down in the lane. Pulls up his dribble now and looking for it to get rid of it. And he does to Ryan Friga. Friga back out. Dudrick for three from the top of the strip. Dudrick for the three-pointer. And Willow Springs pulling away from the Thayer Bobcats. It is 20-5. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer with it out on top. Really having trouble with this zone defense of the Willow Springs Bears. Grimes with it, top of the key. Cleans the ball on the left side for Gage Pitt. Gage looking to penetrate. Goes toward the bucket. Pulls up fadeaway jumper. That's no good. The rebound taken by Dudridge for Willow Springs. And here come the Bears. Already up by 15. Trying to add to that lead. Dudridge got it. Free throw line. Gives it to Colvin. Colvin back outside and around the horn on the left side for McGinnis. McGinnis penetrates to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. That one's off the mark. No good. Landry gets down. Rebound. Here come the Bobcats on the run. Landry leads it up the middle of the floor. Now waits for the rest of his teammates. Gives it off to Aiden Burns. Burns looking to move to the bucket. Little crossover dribble. And the ball poked away from him. Loose on the floor. And we get a timeout call by the Willow Springs Bears as Friga had control of the ball. 20-5. Willow Springs all over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back to Mumford Gym in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Our score 20-5 here. The Thayer Bobcats trail the Willow Springs Bears here at Mumford Gym. 5:40 to go in the first half, and Thayer just not able to buy a bucket. Here's Dudridge up the inbound with a long three for Willow Springs. That's no good. Long rebound taken by Colvin, and now Colvin going to be whistled for a charge as he went hard into the lane after the missed shot. And Colvin called for a foul will be his first. That is the fourth team foul on the Willow Springs there. And Colvin checks out number 33, Ryan Kohler, back in the ballgame for Coach Mike Wilson and the Willow Springs Bears. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Down by 15, Thayer with the basketball. 5:29 to go in the first half. They're having trouble getting the offense going. Here's Gage Pitt, top of the key, spins, gets the ball down in the corner for Lane Grimes. Now to Burns. Burns gives it to Andrews, cutting down the lane and gets the bucket. Andrews with his second bucket of the night. And Thayer back to within 13. Needing another stop here. They'd like to get it back down to single digit before the break. And we're going to get Osborne. Shooting Osborne had the ball down in the corner. And good defensive play by Lane Grimes to force him out of bounds. Well, Thayer gets the basketball back on the turnover. And now number 11, Taylor Ruffermich, will check into the ballgame for the Willow Springs Bears. Here comes Thayer with the basketball. Under 5 minutes to go and a half. Thayer down 13. Got it on top. He'll swing it around to Grimes. Grimes in the left corner. Landry Pitt And we're going to get a foul. That's going to be on Scooter Osborne. Going to be called for a block. That'll be number two on Scooter Osborne. So the foul's starting to pile up a little bit for the Willow Spring Bears. Two on Scotty Osborne, two on Scooter. And now Colvin, Gabe Colvin, will check back in the game, and Scooter Osborne will go to the bench. 20-7, Fair down 13 with the basketball. Andrews off the inbound, three-point shots up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Rothermich for the Willow Springs Bears. Here they come. Dudridge brings the ball into the front court. Oh, and he just stepped over the backcourt. He did. He was at midcourt, crossed the timeline, and then trying to make a move, step back over the half-court line. So Fair will get it after another Willow Springs Bear turnover with a chance to get back to within 11 with a bucket. Bobcats inbound at the pit at midcourt. Right side they go to Burns. Burns looking for a little clear out. Goes down to the baseline. Trying to throw one into the lane. Over everybody's head and out of bounds. Burns with the turnover with 4.5 minutes to go. Trying to throw it to the cutter in the lane, which was Grimes. And ball went right behind him and sailed out of bounds. And here comes Willow Springs with the basketball with a 13-point lead. There's the scores. 5 points in the quarter. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be stolen by the Fair Bobcats. Here's Burns to the free throw line on the break. Out to Gage Pitt. Pull up in the lane. Kicks it back outside. And then over the head of Grimes. He saves it from out of bounds, but it goes right through the Willow Springs Bears. Here they come. Dudridge will bring it up the right side. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Willow Springs leads it by 13. Dudridge got it out on top for McGinnis. McGinnis on the left side. That goes to Rothermich. Rothermich moves off the screen, and the ball stolen from him by Burns, and then his pass is stolen by McGinnis. McGinnis will give it to Dudridge. Dudridge steps it across the timeline, working on Burns. Takes it to the elbow on the left side, throws it down the corner, and he threw it away. Trying to go to Rothermich. Rothermich was making a move, come out to greet it, and he threw it behind him. Things have gotten real sloppy here in the last couple minutes. They're staying in it. They're down by just 13 with 3:31 to go. There's Andrews going in lane, pulled up with a running one-hander. Up and good. Andrews starting to heat up. He's got six now for Thayer, and the Bobcats are back within 11 with 3:20 to go. And, oh, almost a steal by Andrews. McGinnis brings the ball into the front court for Willow Springs. Working away from the defense. Leans over to Dudridge. Now to Colvin in the corner. Back outside. Now back down in the corner for McGinnis, and by Dudridge, and he lost it out of bounds. And they're going to say the Fair Bobcats are the last ones to touch it. Gage Pitts comes over and says, yeah, I didn't touch it. But it's going to be Willow Spring Bear basketball. They'll inbound on the sideline down in the corner. They bring it into Dudridge, out on top. 3:05 to go. McGinnis bounces it in the corner for Kohler. Kohler back outside to Dudridge. Cross-court pass going to McGinnis. McGinnis pull-up jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Gage Pitts for the Fair Bobcats. To Burns. Burns pushes up to Landry Pitts. Now Grimes in the corner. Thayer down 11 with the basketball. Wing it over on the right side to Gage Pitts. Now to Andrews. Andrews down the right side of the lane. Back out to Gage for three. That went good. He knocked it down. Gage Pitts with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. And Thayer back to within eight with 2:28 to go in the first half. Willow Springs. Owen Dudridge brings the ball into the front court. Brings it on the right side for McGinnis. Takes it all the way across court on the dribble. Now brings it back to the right side. There's the 5 seconds off. Yep. He couldn't break. He couldn't cut away from the defense. And it's called for the 5 seconds. So Thayer with the ball back. Down by eight here. 2:16 to go in the half. He'll get it in quickly. Run it down to Andrews in the corner. Andrews, pull-up jumper, 15-footer off the front rim. No good. Rebound, volleyed around. And controlled by McGinnis for Willow Springs. Here come the Bears. Chance to go back up 10 here with 2 minutes to go. Owen Dudridge will shake and bake at the wing. Feeds it off now and over to Colvin at the free throw line. Colvin looking to back down the defender. Spins right, ducks under, puts up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound taken by the Fair Bobcats. Here they come. Bobcats on the run. Gage Pitts penetrates into the lane. Has the ball poked away, gets it back, puts it up in the left hand. It's good. Gage Pitts has scored five straight, and the Fair Bobcats are back to within six. 20-14 with a minute 35 to go in the first half. Willow Springs with it. Dudridge moves off the screen to the left side of the floor. All the way down the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Landry Pitts. And here come the Bobcats with a chance to make it a 4-point game. Andrews dumps it off to Grimes. Lane Grimes with first two of the night. And the Bear Bobcats are back to within four with a minute to go in the first half. Bears been down by as many as 15. What a flurry here in the final 3 or 4 minutes of this quarter. Here's another shot for Willow. No good. Rebound fake. Bobcats on the run, trying to make it a two-point game. Gage pitch all the way to the rim. Lays it up. No, but he gets fouled on the drive. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. It'll be a two-shot foul. Fouls on number 33. That is Ryan Kohler for Willow Springs. And the Bears getting ready to make a substitution. Gage Pitt will shoot two from the free throw line. 20-16. First one is up and good for the Bobcats senior point guard. 6 points now and a half for Gage. And here's Scotty Osborne checking back in the ballgame. Bears done all this comeback. With Osborne on the bench in foul trouble. Early foul trouble with two. Second free throw is up and good. Gage Pitts has scored seven. And there's a fair Bobcats working. A little full court pressure. Ball is off. Ooh, off Willow Springs down of bounds. Aiden Burns thought he had bounced it off one of the Bears. But the official says no, no. Fair with a little 2-2-1. Zone press. All inbound at the Dudridge. Now to Scotty Osborne. Quick up the floor. And we're going to get a blocking foul. Now the official not too sure about that one. Foul's going to be on Gage Pitts. He was standing in the middle of the floor, and Scotty Osborne ran right through him, but the official called that a block. He was absolutely standing straight, just standing there, and Scotty Osborne ran right through him. And now Osborne, out of the game, Barrett will get Kohler back in there. That was close to being his third foul. Followed by Andrews. Andrews for Thayer, looking for the tie. He's going to get fouled as he goes to the bucket. And it'll be the 1-1. That'll be team foul number 7 on Willow Springs. Fouls on number 3, Owen Dudridge. Has a beautiful defensive play by Aiden Burns for the Thayer Bobcats to knock it away from Kohler. Andrews attacked the basket, got fouled on the way. He'll shoot the 1-1. First one is up, and it is good. George Andrews now with 7, and that makes it a 1-point game, 20-19. Thayer has outscored Willow Springs 14-5. In the second quarter after being outscored 15-5 in the first. Second free throw and a tie. It's good. Andrews hits them both. We're tied at 20 with 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer again, a little full court pressure. Dudridge with it in the backcourt. Pulls up his dribble. Got it now down to McInnis. And those will be close to a 10-second call. And Coach Wilson called a timeout for the Willow Bears. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer, Willow Springs tied at 20. We'll be back to Mumford Gym in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Well, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer and Willow tied at 2. Scotty Osborne, what, by the way, check back in for Willow Springs on that timeout. And the Bears break the full court pressure, get up to Colvin. Colvin going down into the lane, fake, shoot. That is good. That'll break the tie. Colvin with the bucket. Thayer coming the other way with a chance to tie it back up, but they're going to hold it for the final shot of the first half. 13 seconds to go as Gage Pitts crosses the timeline. 22-20, Thayer down 2. Andrews out front, pulls up top of key for 3. That one is up off the mark. No good. Oh, my goodness. Gage Pitts flying above the rim, kicks it back in at the buzzer, and we're tied at 22. Thayer and Willow in a dandy here at Mumford Gym. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Bobcat Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now we're back here at Mumford Gym and Willow Springs. It's halftime. We've got the, third and fourth grade cheerleaders out there with the high school cheerleaders entertaining folks. And they'll do a little, what's that song? Ride My Horse to the, what is it? Yeah, hometown, whatever it is. Anyway, they're having fun. And that's the whole idea. Well, what a game we're seeing here tonight. 22-22 is our score at the half. Thayer Bobcats were down by 10 at the end of the first quarter as Willow Springs got off to an early lead and built that to 15-5. They actually increased that lead to 20-5 before the Thayer Bobcats finally started getting some shots to fall. Bobcats turned up the heat a little bit defensively, and Willow Springs got a little bit of foul trouble. Scotty Osborne got his second foul early in the second quarter and had to sit for most of the second quarter, and that really opened things up for the Bobcats a little bit. But, yeah, they're outscoring Willow Springs 17-7 in the second quarter after trailing 15-5 at the end of one. We're all tied at 22 here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Show brought to you by the Thayer Pizza Inn. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat supporters tonight. Good folks like Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Ozarka College, and Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. We're getting fancy like Applebee's here at the Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, and the kids are having a good time. We're going to take another break. We'll be back to Mumford in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, it's been a tale of two quarters in this one. Thayer Bobcats were outscored 15-5 in the first quarter, and Willows and the Thayer Bobcats outscored Willow Springs 17-7 in the second quarter. That's why we're tied at 22 here at Mumford Gym. Let's check the individual scoring. First up for the Thayer Bobcats, they're led tonight by Gage Pitts. He has scored nine, all nine of those coming in the second quarter. Jordan Andrews has scored eight tonight, two for Aiden Burns, two for Lane Grimes, and one for Keaton Nicholson. Remember, Keaton didn't play most of the second quarter. He was out in foul trouble. Got two early fouls and had to sit in this game. So the Willow Springs Bears, they're led by Scotty Osborne and Gabe Colton. They've got six each. 5 points for Scooter Osborne. And see, 4 points for, or excuse me, 3 points for Owen Dedridge, and two for Gannon McGinnis. Again, Thayer and Willow Springs tied at 22 as we play here at the half. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcat Basketball tonight brought to you in part by these five sponsors: Shelter Insurance, Rogers Foley, your agent in Thayer; the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer; Taylor Grubach Chevrolet; the Mammoth Springs Dental Clinic; and Century 21 Combs & Associates in Thayer. Both teams making their way back out onto the court. We'll take one more timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you look for a new home with a RE/MAX agent, you get a market expert who can help every step of the way. And to squeeze a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of someone who's had, oh, way too much coffee.
RE/MAX agents are area experts who know every street, side street, highway, byway, every listing. So you can tell them what you want, and they'll be like, yes. Then show you a bunch, and you'll be like, yes! And bing, bang, boom, you have a home!
And that's just a few of the ways a RE/MAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit RE/MAX.com or download the RE/MAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back at Mumford Gym. Thanks for joining us on the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. If I call and order you your pizza right now, they'll have it to you way before this ball game is over. So, folks, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Thayer and Willow Springs tied at 22 at the half. Thayer Bobcats open the second half with the ball. Aiden Burns has got it in the right corner. Out to Pitts. Pitts moved to the free throw line. Now got it on the left side wing for Grimes. Grimes back out to Pitts. And now to Andrews. Andrews. Looking to shake and bake, moves it in outside to Burns. 3-point shot is up, no good. And rebound down to Osborne for the Willow Springs Bears. So the Bears with a chance to break the tie on their first possession of the second half. McGinnis with it out front. Got it over to Scooter Osborne. He moves it down to the free throw line. Back to back out to McGinnis. McGinnis over to Colton. Cole out to the down to Osborne. Osborne looking at the other Osborne, couldn't get him open. Now swings it back outside. Long 3-point shot by Dutridge. It's good. Owen Dutridge gets his second 3-point of the night, and the Willow Bears are back up by three. Thayer coming the other way. Gage fits in the lane, throws up the left-handed shot, no good. And rebound taken by Willow Springs. Here come those Bears again. Dutridge gets it up across the timeline. Brings it to the left side of the court. Got it over there now to Dutridge. Around the right side to Colvin. By the way, Willow Springs back to the starters out there. Thayer for the starters, with the exception of Aiden Burns in place of Landry Pitts. And now Willow Springs going to throw it away on the possession. Substitution here. I'm sorry, a turnover for the Willow Springs Bears. Still a 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with the basketball after the turnover. Down by three. Ball goes left side to Burns. Burns kicks it out to Andrews. Andrews gives it over to Nicholson. Nicholson right side corner to Pitts. Pitts bounces it on top to Andrews. Andrews looking to penetrate. Pulls up with a shot, no good. Nicholson with a tip, no. And then Osborne controls the rebound for Willow Springs. Scotty Osborne. Nicholson had inside position, and Osborne came out of there with that ball anyway. Here's Willow Springs trying to force it inside. Ball stolen by Gage Pitts. Bobcats want to run. Pitts up the right side to Burns. He reverses away and missed it. Gets it back and scores. Aiden Burns, this second bucket of the night, he's got four. And what a look by Gage Pitts running the floor to find Burns open under the bucket. Out there, a little bit of three-quarter court pressure. Bears get it across to Dutridge. Dutridge, that's right, moves left, pulls up the elbow. Couldn't find a shot, now forces one up, and it's good. Dutridge bounces one off the window. Back to a three-point lead for Willow Springs. Thayer with it, got it down the floor. Under the bucket for the reverse layup goes Andrews. Andrews with 10. Here comes Willow Springs again. Thayer, they're going to half-court trap again. Dutridge will step it into the front court. Defended by Burns. Wings it over for McGinnis. McGinnis takes it to the top of the key, swings it left for Dutridge. Dutridge, a deadly shooter from the perimeter. He's in a pair of threes here tonight. Is this one out to McGinnis? McGinnis swings it over to Colvin. 1 point. Willow Springs Bear lead. Here's Colvin going in the lane. That's a block. Yeah, that'll be an illegal screen set by number five, Gannon McGinnis. Trying to get off the screen. He did. He threw the shoulder into Gage Pitts as he came around the screen. It was, yeah, McGinnis called for foul. Well, Fair Bobcats get the ball back down by one. Bucket here would give the Fair Bobcats the lead for the first time in this game. Burns going to handle things from the top of the key. Going to do a little shake and bake. Now backs it out the three-point line. Thought about the shot. Now bounces it down inside the pit. Gage spins in traffic. Gets tied up. Got rid of the ball. What a play by Pitts to get rid of. Off to Andrews. Andrews top of the key. Splits the double team. Kicks it down to Grimes in the corner. Back out to Andrews. Long 3-point shot in here. Jordan Andrews gets the Thayer Bobcats the lead for the first time tonight at 29-27. And the Willow Springs Bears, here's Bears with it, got it down the right side. McGinnis penetrates in the lane, kicks it back outside to Dutridge. Now down to Scotty Osborne. Loose on a beautiful pass and a good bucket by Scotty Osborne. 8 points now for Osborne, and we're tied at 29. Thayer with it on the offensive end. Gage Pitts going down low. That's the ball ripped away by Scotty or Shooter. Shooter, and now a foul to the call on Gage because he stole it back. Gage Pitts had the ball. I mean, Shooter Osborne just reached in and just ripped it out of there. And then a little retribution. Gage Pitts called for the foul, trying to get it back. They are now a little bit of full court pressure. Ball inbound to Dutridge. Dutridge gets it across the timeline over to Colvin. Colvin going to the bucket. Shot rejected. Loose ball comes down to Scotty Osborne. Goes up with a shot. It's terrific. 10 points for Osborne, and Willow Springs back up by two with 3:53 to go in the ball game. Thayer bringing it on the left side. Got it outside to Andrews. Fakes. Moves around the defender. Pulls up the free throw line. Misses the shot. Keaton Nicholson with a rebound, and he is fouled. Going back up. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 45. That is Scooter Osborne. That'll be number three on Scooter Osborne. And Keaton Nicholson going to the free throw line. Keaton has scored 1 point tonight. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And first one here is up and good. Second point for Keaton Nicholson. Makes it a one-point game. Willow Springs making a substitution. Scooter Osborne will check out of the game. Number 33, Ryan Kohler, will check in. So Osborne out with those three fouls. Now the free throw for Nicholson, the big senior from Thayer, trying to tie this game, and it's good. Nicholson's got three, and we're tied at 31. Telling you, folks, don't go anywhere. And if you're in the Willow Springs area, come on out to Mumford Gym, because this one's going to be good. Here's the Bears with the basketball. They break the press, got the ball down low to Kohler, misses the shot. Rebound, control, well, gets on the floor, picked up here by Osborne. He travels, no call. Now the travel on Osborne. And now a long pass down inside. Colvin hits down his block by Nicholson again. And here come the Bobcats. Oh, quick, that's it. Knocked away from behind. Scotty Osborne's got it going the other way. Going to the bucket hard. Stolen by Andrew. Andrew's pushing it. All the way to the bucket. Lays it up. No, he's going to get fouled. That'll be on Bedridge. I'm telling you right now, folks, these officials are letting these boys play. Foul on Bedridge could be his second of the night. They're going to call it on the floor before the shot. They're about to get the inbound the ball with a chance to take a lead here. We're tied at 31. Gage Fitch inbounds it in the corner to Andrew. Outside, Burns, thought about three, moves to the free throw line, shoots it, no good. And a rebound taken by the Willow Bears. Here comes Bears with the basketball. They get it to Dudridge. He'll walk it across the timeline, working against Burns, moves off the screen, gets turned, ball loose on the floor. We get a held ball. And that was a great play there by Gage Pitt coming from the backside. Knocked it loose, and the possession will belong to the Willow Springs Bears with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. 31-31 our score. Willow Springs will inbound it right in front of Coach Wilson, in front of the Willow Springs Bear bench. And bringing in to Colvin. Colvin back out to McGinnis. McGinnis back over to Colvin. Colvin got it down low to Scotty Osborne. Way outside the bucket. Now swinging right side to McGinnis. He'll fire a three, and it's good! McGinnis hits one from downtown for Willow Springs, and the Bears are back up three. They're about to catch with the ball. Burns out top. He's on the right side. The lane grinds. Back to Andrews for three more. Yeah, one's off the back rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Bears. Ball bounced hard off the back rim. Dudridge got it. And now Willow Springs with a three-point lead in the basketball. 2:13 to go in the third. They get to the right side to McGinnis. McGinnis takes it to the top of the key on the left-hand dribble. Looking to hand it off. Bobcats tie him up with a double team, and they tie him up, and the held ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. Good defensive play there by Lane Grimes and Jordan Andrews. Everybody talks about the offense of Jordan Andrews, but he is an outstanding defensive player as well. And now the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball down by three with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gage Pitt will take it over to Andrews at the top of the key. George looking to make a move into the lane. A little double clutch. Puts it up. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go wide and shoot two. That's a nice little yo-yo move. Fouls on number 33, Ryan Kohler. That'll be his second. And that'll be team foul number four already on the Willow Springs Bears. We're still in the third quarter. Free throw all the way for Andrews. It is up and good. Andrews now got 14 in the game. Gage Pitts has scored 9 for Thayer. All of those came in the second quarter. Now substitution for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson going to come out, going to protect him and those two fouls a little bit. Landry Pitts back in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Now the free throw here for Jordan Andrews, looking for his 15th point of the game. It is good. And we've got a one-point game now. 34-33, Willow Springs with it. Dudridge brings it up the left side of the floor. Looking to move off the screen, goes to the right side, hands it off to Colvin. Colvin, double-teamed at the top, pulls up the dribble, gives it down to McGinnis. McGinnis, pull-up jumper on the baseline, good. Cannon McGinnis has scored 5 points here in the third quarter. And Willow Springs back up by three. Thayer with it out top. Andrew over to Grimes. Grimes penetrates. Oh, they're going to call him for a travel. Yeah, Grimes knew it. Grimes, I thought he held that pivot foot down, but they called it a travel. Substitution now for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson will check in. Grimes will check out. Minute 27 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down three. Remember, Thayer trailed by 15 at one point in the first half. Willow Springs with it. Dudridge takes it to the left side, pulls up elbow, fires a jumper. That's good. 10 points for Dudridge. two Bears in double figures. They are now down five, almost a steal. Bobcats gets the ball down to Burns on the baseline. Spinning toward the bucket. Gets tied up. Now puts a yo-yo shot up, and it's good. Burns with his third field goal. He's got six. And Fair back within three. Dudridge with it. Moves off the screen. Going down the left side. Puts it up, and good off the window. Owen Dudridge now with 9 points in this quarter. And here comes Fair with the ball. Burns gets over to Andrews. 42 seconds. Burns fakes the three, gets double-teamed, and gets fouled as he drives out of the corner. Foul going to be on number 43. That is Gabe Colvin. That'll be number two on Colvin. Non-shooting foul, but the 15 foul on Willow Springs in this second half. They have been called for one. Bobcats are down five. Andrew off the inbound. Got it to Andrew. But the Burns, they called him for a travel. So Burns travel with the basketball. Bobcats will turn it over with 34 seconds to play in the third quarter. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Fair down five. Willow Springs with the ball. Fair was down 10 at the end of the quarter. We're tied at half. And they may be down by at least five here at the end of three because Willow's going to hold us for the final shot. 20 seconds. Colvin with it on the dribble. Leads it out front to Scotty Osborne. And now to McGinnis. McGinnis fighting off the defender. Moves it to the right side. Got it out to Osborne with 9 seconds. Osborne pulls up his dribble. Looking to hand it off. Got to get rid of it. Finally does. Here's McGinnis at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end. The three quarters of play. Our score, 40-35. Fair Bobcat trail Willow Springs as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back at Mumford Gyms after our fourth quarter. It'll be Willow Spring Bear basketball to start the second half. And the Bears are back to their starters out there. Thayer with the starters with the exception of Burns in there in place of Grimes. Here we go. Willow Spring with a five-point lead in the ball. Colvin with it on the left side wing. Moves it down to the baseline on the dribble drive. Bobcats cut him off. Feed it back outside now to Dudridge. Owen Dudridge looking to penetrate. Bobcats stop it. Looking down low. Nobody open. Leads it out to Scooter Osborne. And now back to Colvin. Willow going to make a conscious effort to get this ball down to Osborne. Colvin goes in the lane and then traveled as he tried to make a spin move. And Fair Bobcats gets the ball down by five. Just underway in our fourth quarter. If you're in the Willow Springs area, as you had come out to Mumford Gym, we got one going here. Been a dandy game. Fair Bobcats with basketball. Gage Pitts will bring it up across the timeline. Give it to Jordan Andrews. Andrews out on top. Looking to penetrate. Kicks it back up. Pitch for three. That one's off the rim. Keaton Nicholson down with the rebound. Kicks it back outside to Burns for three. That one's no good. Landry Pitts down the rebound. Push it back. It's good. Landry Pitts with his first 2 points. And what a rebound. Reaching way back over his head to pull that ball down. Back to a three-point game now. 40-37. Willow Springs Bears with the basketball. They get it to Osborne. Osborne penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Now Dudridge, face left, moves right on the dribble. Bobcats cut him off again at the elbow. He'll move off the screen at the top. Steps, shoots the three, and it's good. Owen Dudridge now with 15. That is his third made three-point. Willow Springs up by four. There, Bobcats with a basketball. Andrews for three. Andrews with a three from the top of the key. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. And Thayer cut the lead back to three with 6:30 to go in the ball game. And Bear Bobcats call a timeout here. We'll step away back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. Mumford Gym and Willow Springs. We got a dandy going, folks. 43-40. Willow Springs with the lead over the Thayer Bobcats. And Willow Springs Bears with the basketball. Dedrick, who just hit up three to put him up six. And then Thayer hit a three on the other end. Dedrick gets the ball in the middle. Ball is going to be knocked away. Picked up by the Willow Springs Bears. They take it back out in the corner. Almost threw it away. Here's a lob pass down to Osborne. Down low. Goes up. Misses the shot. And a rebound taken by Landry Pitts. So here come the Bobcats. Bobcats chance to get back within one here with a bucket. Got it to Andrews. Andrews floating the baseline. Pull up jumper. No. Rebound Scotty Osborne for Willow Springs. Got a good look at it. Couldn't get it to fall. Willow Springs Bears with it. Dudridge working off the screen. Fires up another three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Andrews. And then Andrews is going to get fouled. And I believe they're going to call that one on number 45, that is Scooter Osborne, and that'll be number four on Scooter Osborne. Scooter Osborne, the junior, he'll come out of the ball game. Landry Pitts got the rebound, and then Osborne had him on the arm, is what the officials said. So Thayer got the ball back down by three with 5:41 to go in the ball game. Andrews has got it top of the key. Swings it on the left side to Burns. Burns dribbles around to the right side. Gives to Landry Pitts. Landry fakes the drive. Gives it back out to Burns on top. To Andrews. Probably not taking the three. Now we're going to penetrate. Oh, and he traveled with it. He knew it immediately. Andrews calls the travel. So Thayer turns it over. That's a rarity right there. Andrews on a travel. Willow Springs up three with a basketball. 5 minutes to go. 5 and change. They get it down the right corner to Scotty Osborne. Back outside to McGinnis. To Colvin on the left. Colvin driving down the left side of the lane. Gets tied up by the defense. Got to get rid of it. Does to Dudridge. Dudridge fires it down to the baseline to Osborne. Back outside to McGinnis. His shot is up and good. Gannon McGinnis now with 9. 7 of his 9 have come here in the second half. Thayer with a basketball. Working on the offensive end. Aiden Burns out on top of the key. Brings it over to Andrews. Andrews right side. Now they'll pass it down to Nicholson. Nicholson puts it up. We're going to get a whistle. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Keaton Nicholson. And I don't think there's any doubt about that one. Colvin got in there, held his position, and Nicholson ran right into it. So third foul tonight on Keaton Nicholson. Fair now. Now the official is giving a warning on the Thayer Bobcat players as the official came over and said, tell your players to quit officiating and play. And now they have threatened to throw Gage Pitts out of the game. He is one of the captains. He is entitled to ask questions. All right, so Thayer's going to apply full court man-to-man pressure. Bears inbound the ball, got it to Osborne. Osborne travels, no call. So the Bears with a 5-point lead and a basketball, 4.5 minutes to go. Here is McGinnis. McGinnis, the Dudridge, down low to Scotty Osborne, trying to power it up. It's blocked with a foul. Going to be called on Nicholson. And Nicholson just picked up his fourth foul of the game. Comes with 4:29 to play. And at the free throw line will go Scotty Osborne. Bobcats getting ready to get Lane Grimes back in the game. Nicholson will come out. First free throw for Osborne is good. That's the first point Scotty Osborne has scored here in the second half. Bobcats has done a good job of denying him the basketball and then keeping him off the boards in the second half. Actually, I was not right. Scotty Osborne, he counted like 11 out of 12. That's just for 6 points. In this second half. 4:27 to go in the game. Thayer down by 7. Needing a bucket on this trip. They haven't scored in a while. Here's Landry gets with Burns out top. Burns will shake it back. Oh, he dribbled it off the foot of the defense, and it'll be fair Bobcat ball. Gage will give it up to Andrews. Back to Gage, Kent. Pull up free throw line jumper. It's up off the rim, no good. Rebound, controlled by the Thayer Bobcat. They'll bring it back out to Burns. Burns on the wing, kicks it inside the pitch, and we got a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Willow Springs Bears. Foul's on number 33. That is Kohler. That'll be number 3 on Ryan Kohler. And the Bobcat will be shooting the 1-1. So 4 minutes to go in the game. Thayer with a chance to make up some ground without any clock running. Down by 7. Landry hits at the free throw line. Landry has scored 2 points tonight. And the free throw here is up and good. Thayer led by Jordan Andrews with 18. Willow Springs led by Owen Dedridge with 15. Another one from the line is up and no good. Left it a little short. And Willow Springs with the ball back with a 6-point lead. Thayer needs to stop here with 3:54 to go in the game. Here gets it to Colvin. Colvin swings it on the right side for McGinnis. McGinnis brings it back out front. Bears can afford to run some clock. McGinnis takes it to the elbow. Kicks over to Dudridge. Now to Kohler. Kohler bounces one time. Gives it back out to Dudridge. That's exactly what they're doing here. They're working some clock. Here's Scotty Osborne in the corner. Back outside to Colvin. Now to Dudridge for 3. That one's no good. Rebound. Thayer Bobcat. Here comes Andrews. Andrews and his team down by 6. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called out front. I believe that'll be on number 41. That is on Scotty Osborne. And that'll be number 3 on Scotty Osborne, right? Yeah, third foul on Scotty Osborne. Now Scooter Osborne checks back in the game. Kohler is out. Andrews going to the free throw line. He'll shoot the 1-1. First one is up, and he missed it. Andrews, really good free throw shooter, misses that one. Here is Dudridge in the backcourt for Willow Springs. Finally got the ball across the timeline. Got it over to McGinnis. McGinnis working against Grimes. Fell down. Maintains his dribble. Now gives the ball to Scotty Osborne. Scotty spins away from the defense. Puts it on the floor one time. Hands it back off to Dudridge with 3 minutes to go. Thayer down 6. Dudridge moves to the left side of the floor. Got the ball down to Colvin. And Colvin had it knocked away and out of bounds by the Bobcat defense. So we're down to 2:52 to play in the game. Thayer down by 6. Willow Springs with the basketball. It'll be McGinnis to trigger it in here from the sideline near the corner. Got it out front to Dudridge. Dudridge trying to work away from the defense. Burns knocks the ball away from him, and we're finally going to get a foul call on Burns. Burns going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first on Aiden tonight. Problem there, Bobcats have got here with 2:48 to go. They've only committed 4 fouls in the second half. That one, I think, was just to kind of get one more. And now here's McGinnis with it. McGinnis going around the defender, moves to the free throw line, gives it off to Colvin, pulls up with a jumper. That's no good. Rebound Andrews for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Andrews pushing it with 2.5 minutes to go. Up the left side. Trying to get it down to the middle. Ball gets deflected. And now picked up by Osborne. He'll drive to the other end. His shot is blocked. And a foul going to be called on Aiden Burns. Aiden Burns got down there and blocked the shot, but he's going to be called for the foul. That'll push Scotty Osborne at the free throw line. But I think having Osborne shoot free throws is better than giving him a wide open layup. So a nice hustle play by the Bobcat sophomore, Aiden Burns. And the free throw for Osborne is up and good. He is 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 13 points in the game. He'll shoot for his 14th and try to give his team an 8-point lead. Remember, the Bears have led by as many as 15 in this game. And here come the Thayer Bobcats down by 8, 49-41. And again, Thayer's only scored 6 points in this third quarter. We're down to 220, or this fourth quarter. We're down to 227 to play. Thayer with it. Looking for a shot. Gage Pitt pulls up for 3. That one's short off the front rim. Rebound taken by Willow Springs, and the Bobcats have take a fine time to go a cold. Here's a ball in the middle. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. McGinnis going hard to the bucket after the long pass. Bobcats got back there, blocked his shot, but a lot of contact. Foul is on Gage Pitts, and that'll be number 3 on Gage. And it will send McGinnis to the free throw line to shoot 2. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Fair down by 8. Willow Springs Fair shooting free throw. 16 foul on the Fair Bobcats. McGinnis has scored 9 points, looking for double figures here, and the first free throw is up and no good. Two Bears in double figures, only one Fair Bobcat in double figures here tonight. That is Jordan Andrews, who has 18. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So McGinnis becomes the third Bear in double figures with 10. And here come the Fair Bobcats with the ball. We're going to get a timeout call by Coach Matt Pitts. Fair Bobcats are down 9 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now, through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back after the timeout. Fair Bobcats with the basketball. Down by 9, 2 minutes to go. Andrews brings it up out of the backcourt. Bounces it down to Gage Pitts. Out to Burns for 3. That one's up off the rim. No good. Andrews with a rebound. Misses the follow. And then a foul to be called on Andrews, trying to go back up and get it back. Yep, that was no doubt about that one. Andrews had it point blank, and that's the way the night's gone tonight for the Fair Bobcats. And some nights, the shots just don't fall. And tonight for Andrews, I mean, he scored 18, but he has missed about 3 that he hits 99% of the time. And the same way for a couple of other Bobcats who have had shots that they'd normally make, it just didn't drop. And it'll put Scotty Osborne at the free throw line on the other end to shoot. Osborne hits the free throw. 15 points in the game for Scotty Osborne. He is now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 10-point Bear lead with a minute 59 to go. Second one is up and good. He's just a really good player, Scotty Osborne. They are down by 11. Here's Andrews, pulls up the long 3. That was off the back iron. Rebound controlled by Gage Pitts. They are with it. Pitts elevates for a 3. No good. Landry Pitts with a rebound. Gets it down the corner. Back out to Andrews. Andrews in lane. Misses the short jumper. Lane Grimes got it back to Andrews and scores. Andrews with a quick bucket to give him 20. And the Thayer Bobcats get another quick timeout with a minute 39 to go in the game. Thayer down by 9, 52-43. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a Shelter Insurance Renters policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And we're back after timeout. Willow Springs inbounds the basketball, and Dudridge racing up the floor is going to get fouled. They're about to get fouled, and those Andrews called for the foul. That'll be number 3 on Andrews. You've joined us late. We're down to a minute 37 to go in the game. The Thayer Bobcats, the number 1 ranked undefeated Thayer Bobcats, trail by 9 here at Willow Springs with a minute 37 to go in the game. And Owen Dudridge hits the free throw. That gives him 16 points in the game. Dedridge and Scotty Osborne, each with 16, now 17 as Dedridge hits the free throw. Here come the Fair Bobcats with the ball, down by 9 again. Needing a bucket. Andrews kicks it back outside. 3-point shot by Gage Pitts. It's good! Gage Pitts hits a 3, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Fair back to within 8. Willow Springs inbounds it to Colvin. Colvin going up the sideline. Bobcats kind of taken away and got it to Dedridge. He got it across the timeline down to Scooter Osborne. They're going to have to find somebody to foul now. They're going to get a foul on Gage Pitts as he fouls Dedridge. Gage's got to be careful now because that's his fourth. Fourth foul on Gage Pitts. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Owen Dedridge for Willow Springs. Huge three-point shot by Gage Pitts. Made it an 8-point game with a minute 12 to go. Front number 1-1. It's no good. Bobcat rebound. Here they come. Got to hurry now. Another 3, and we got a ball game going. Here's Andrews. Pulls up, shoots. It's no good. Gage Pitts down the rebound. He goes up for 3. That one's short. And a rebound taken by Willow Springs and rebounded by McGinnis. He is fouled immediately by Lane Drum. When the shots aren't falling, the shots aren't falling. That's what it's come down to here tonight. Willow Springs Bears have hit shots when they needed them in the Fair Bobcats. Just to be honest, have not. And number 5, Gannon McGinnis, will be at the line, trying to add to his point total tonight. 59 seconds to go. Fair down 8. Fair down 9. Landry Pitts to check into the ballgame. Landry Pitts checks in. Keaton Nicholson is out. Landry will be in there to shoot the deep ball. That's what Fair's going to have to do here. They got to have a couple. Another free throw is up, and no good. Rebound, Fair Bobcat. Here come the Bobcats, down by 9. Burns, looking for the outlet. Goes over to Landry Pitts, now to Andrews in the lane. The fadeaway jumper is short, no good. Andrews has just been off tonight. Now ball to Colvin, and Colvin's going to get fouled by Aiden Burns with 44 seconds to play. Fair down 9, 55-46, and they got a shot they wanted. I mean, my goodness. Andrews, 10 feet from the bucket, and he hits that shot in his sleep. But today, it just didn't go down. It hasn't gone down. Here's Colvin at the free throw line shooting the two-shot foul. First one is up and no good. Here, Coach Pitts saying, we're not done. 44 seconds to go, down by 9. A couple of quick threes, and you're right back into this thing. Second one is up, no good. Rebound, Andrews. Bobcats got to hurry. Andrews up the right sideline. Kicks it out front for Burns. Burns shoots a deep 3, and he nailed it. Burns from way downtown hits a 3. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and the Fair Bobcats. Get a quick timeout. Hope this one's not over yet. We got 35 seconds to play. Fair down 6. Willow Springs Bears to inbound the ball and just on the other side of the timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, Fair Bobcats are back to within 6 points here with 35 seconds to go. Bobcats going to try and prevent the Bears from inbounding the ball here. Ball was deflected on the inbound and then caught by Colvin. He was fouled immediately by Lane Grimes. That'll be the second foul, I believe, of the night on Lane. And only 1 second ran off the clock. And now Landry Pitts going to check back in the ballgame for Thayer. He'll be going in to shoot the 3. Bobcats need a couple of misses here from the free throw line by Colvin, who missed 2 a moment ago. He has scored 6 points. All of them came in the first half. Officials now say we're ready. And it's free throw line number 43. That is Gabe Colvin. First free throw is up, and he hit that one. That's a big free throw there. Makes it a 7-point ball game. Makes it a 3-possession game with 34 seconds remaining. Looking for another one. Make it an 8-point lead. That one is up, and that one is good. Well, Colvin's got it dialed in, and we get a timeout on the floor. 34 seconds to play. 57-49. Fair down 8. The Bobcat ball will come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And we're back here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. We've seen a heck of a ball game. These Fair Bobcats have been down by as many as 15. In fact, they came back from 15 down in the first half, tied the game at 22. Right now, we're down to 34 seconds left in the game, and Fair's down by 8. Bobcats have the basketball here, and they need a quick three, and then they're going to foul again and put Willow Springs back in the free throw line. Who's going to take it? You got Landry Pitts out there, Gage Pitts, Burns, and well, everybody on the floor can shoot the three for Fair. Here's Andrew to Burns. He squares it up. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Burns, step back three again. That one's good. Burns rips the three. Fair now looking inbound it, or Willow inbounds it. And about got to foul it. Got to foul it. And finally, Gage Pitts will foul Colton. That'll be foul number five on Gage, but he really didn't have any option. And it'll be Nicholson to check in for the Fair option. As Gage Pitts will foul out with 15 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Gage with 12 points in the ballgame tonight, Bobcat senior. And it'll put Colvin at the free throw line. It's a 5-point game with 15 seconds left. Colvin at the line trying to make it a 6-2 possession game, and it is. Colvin with a free throw. One more, he's looking at his 10th point of the game. That'd be four Bears in double figures. Fair Bobcats with three players in double figures. Pitts, Burns, and Andrews. Back in free throw is up. This one is good. And here comes Fair. 14 seconds as Andrews crosses the timeline. Got to get a shot. Ball going to Nicholson. Nicholson down to Grimes. Three-pointer out of the corner is up. That's off the mark. Rebound taken by Landry Pitts to Burns for three. That was no good. Rebound followed up and around. Nicholson fails to get it. And the Willow Springs Bears have beaten the undefeated Fair Bobcats by a final score of 59-52. And the Bears are celebrating. I believe, if I'm not wrong, this is the first time that this group of Willow Springs Bears seniors have beaten the Fair Bobcats seniors. I'm talking about in high school basketball. Again, your final score tonight, 59-52. The Willow Springs Bears have defeated the Fair Bobcats here at Mumford Gym. We're going